Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, man, they out here prostituting kiddos. Fill their pockets with De Niro. Pedophiles pitiful, sell a child a centerfold. Take their innocence, put it on the internet. Purity's tainted, dignity shaken. Enslaving the soul of all of these babies. And freedom got a price nobody paying. Making money, American dream, ain't it? Nah, it's a nightmare, don't fight fair for white hair. Benjamin Franklin, let's kill it, we hate for him. Write a song justifying the lies we take for him. They ain't with me, I'm willing to wait for him. Little me, sat up on the porch, making dollar bills. Stomach filled from another meal that my mama killed still. I can't keep still, I probably steal to keep a couple of Nike checks on the back of my heels. Grab my back on the pills, I need a stack of them bills. They say we slaves to the money, I guess we back on the field. I'ma go pursue my happiness, they told me it was free. But I'm still paying for it, I'm indebted to this thing. Heard a prophet say the prophet, don't focus on making change. Just focus on trying to be it and maybe you'll make a gain. Maybe you'll free the slaves, maybe you'll bring a change. The destinations are different, but everyone's on the train.
Freedom isn't free. But I still believe in my freedom, so my mind can see. Please let me be free. Please let me.
Yeah, I'm out here chasing this freedom, nigga. I keep chopping my feet off, and if they catch me, I'm so beat, but I ain't about to believe it. King Kunta, King of Kunin, or Kenan and Kale. Rather rot in a jail cell than beat up in hell. Well, well done, is you cooking, or is you hearing your father say, well done, is he looking at all your honors? Modestly, I'll be honest, I'm hanging on to that promise, cause honestly, I ain't really been everything that I oughta be on my Harriet, bury me next to Honest Abe. Here lies another man murdered for trying to free the slaves. I gave Chief Keith my number in New York this summer. I told him I could get you free, I'm on my net, turn a back burner, cooking up a fat burger while we shucking jive to a song about a crack murder. Know we need a change, but we do it on the stage. Got some money and a soul, and neither one of us safe.
Freedom, it isn't free, but I still believe in my freedom, so my mind can see. Please let me be. Let me be free, freedom, ooh, freedom, freedom, freedom.
Well, good evening and welcome to Christian Talk Radio at Christian Talk Radio at blogtalk.com. I am your host, Malicia. I'd like to welcome you to my show tonight. This is a Bible study and we do study the Word of God from Genesis to Revelation, scripture by scripture, precept by precept, line by line, and here a little and there a little. If this is your first time joining me here at Christian Talk Radio, I would like to welcome you to the show. I also would like you to go to my website at www.christiantalkradio.website. Again, that is www.christiantalkradio.website, so you can listen to all of the shows on demand by clicking on the menu and clicking on shows, and it will, if you click on the show menu, it will pop up all of the Bible studies that I've done in the past, so you can listen to those at your leisure. It is so very important, my brothers and my sisters, that we study the Word of God. The Bible says to study the Word of God, to show yourself approved, not unto man, but unto Father God, a workman who needeth not to be ashamed, but who rightly divides the Word of truth. The Bible says, but who rightly divides the Word of truth. And it is so important, my brothers and my sisters, that we rightly divide the Word of truth. The Bible is a book of life. It is a book of living. You know, everything that we want, everything that we ever wanted to know about life is in the Word of God. But that everything that we ever thought about knowing is in the Bible, it's in the Word of God. It's just like eating a meal. If you want whether you want a good meal or do you want a microwave meal? Because a good meal has to be prepared in the kitchen. Some back in the day, people used to stay in the kitchen all day just to prepare for dinner. You know, what your grandmother did, what your mother did, and you could cook back then. People don't cook as much now because we got a microwave generation where nobody wants to take the time to prepare a good meal. But a good meal tastes better than a microwave. A good meal has been prepared by most times from scratch. A microwave meal has been in the freezer section of the grocery store for I don't know how long, maybe 6 months, who knows. And when you get that out, it's full of ice, and you have to stick it in the microwave, and you have a lot of watery food because it's microwave and it's not prepared by hand. It's not taking time to prepare. So when you study the Word of God and you take time to study it, then that lets you know that you're ready. When someone has a question for you about the Word, then you're ready to answer the question concerning the Word of God. But you're not going to be ready to answer the question concerning the Word of God if you do not study it, my brothers and my sisters. If you just go to church on Sunday, pick up the Bible on Sunday, and on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, and Friday, and Saturday, you never pick it up, but you just pick it up on Sunday morning, then you're missing a meal. See? And you're not ready when someone asks you a question about the Word of God. You're not ready to answer it because you have not studied the Word of God. Well, today I'm not going to keep you long on the show because I'm mobile, meaning that I'm not at a place where at my office where I can actually sit down and go through the Word with you. So I'm not at that spot today. So I'm mobile, I'm moving. So I won't be able to stay on like I usually do and for the whole time on the show today. But anyway, you know, I put out on my Christian Talk Radio page, on my Christian Talk Radio page today, okay. And I put out there Ecclesiastes 3, and I went through 1 through 7. I mean, Ecclesiastes 3, it says, you know, Father God talks about a time for everything. And he goes to say, Ecclesiastes 3:1, he says, for everything there is a season and a time for every purpose under the heaven. He goes on to say, a time to be born and a time to die, a time to plant and a time to pluck up that which is planted, a time to kill and a time to heal, a time to break down, and a time to build up. Well, my brothers and my sisters, we understand that everything is not in our time, see. It's not in our time, it's in Father God's time. It's His time. See. Sometimes we look at things as being, we want it done right then and right now. It's like a microwave dinner, it has to be cooked right then, but it's not really prepared well, see. So sometimes when you want things done in your Father God's time, see. But you want things done when you want it to be done, but not necessarily when Father God wants it to be done. So sometimes you're out of tune with the Word and you do something that's not in God's time, and then it doesn't go right for you. See, because it wasn't in His time, it was in your time. See, Father God has a time for everything. That's why He writes in Ecclesiastes the time for things. Because it's a time to kill and a time to heal, a time to break down and a time to build up, a time to weep and a time to laugh. You're not going to laugh all the time because in this day and age, nobody laughs all the time. We're living in the last days, the Bible calls it. And in the last days, there are perilous times, my brothers and my sisters. So, you won't be laughing. You won't be smiling all the time. So if you you got to know that part of God is still God, and he's still good. Even though you're not smiling and laughing, you know the part of God still loves you. He still cares for you. But in the Word of God, it says there is a time for weeping and a time to laugh and a time to mourn and a time to dance. So I'm gonna expound on this. I can't do it today. I'm mobile right now, so I'm not able to continue it today. But I want you to stay tuned for more Christian Talk Radio on tomorrow at 5:30. I guarantee you that I will be steady tomorrow in a place where I can sit and talk to you about the Word of God. And if you have any questions, you can feel free to call in. I don't take calling in when I'm mobile, but tomorrow I'll be taking call in questions. So go to Ecclesiastes tonight, and that's your homework, Ecclesiastes 3 tonight. And if you have any questions about it and comments about it, just give me a call tomorrow, and we will go through it and talk about it. You all have a blessed and wonderful rest of the evening. I'll get back with you tomorrow, same time and same station. You be blessed.